Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 29 of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now, and I have with me today a very special guest, Peter Taylor from Purple Mattress Company. Peter is going to join me today to discuss an issue that we don't talk about that much, but I believe is really important, and we're starting to see, well, you'll see why. Let me not get ahead of myself once again. So we're going to talk today about technophobia, if you will, or the fear of new technology that unfortunately we're seeing in a few companies, in a few accounts payable and accounting departments. So welcome, Peter. Thanks for coming to join us.
Glad to be here, Mary.
Okay, and before we dive right into my topic of the day, the topic du jour, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about you and yourself and a little bit about the Purple Mattress Company, Purple Innovation, LLC. I'm always intrigued when I see your commercials.
Yes, my favorite is the Sasquatch, but yes, most definitely. So, again, Peter Taylor, I've been in the accounting world for, you know, over 15, I think 16 years now. Flying by, it's been a great ride. I started off in public accounting and spent a few years there, and then have just been in private industry since, working mainly in some high-tech companies, and now recently just here at Purple in Alpine, Utah, and super excited to be here. It's a really exciting, very dynamic company that hopes to change people's lives through the way that they sleep and just adding, you know, making lives more comfortable. And they most definitely do that with myself. I really enjoy, I'm just a silly accountant, no sales guy, but to be honest, it's the best mattress I've slept on today. But as the corporate controller, I don't get to spend too much time on that side. Just look to buckle down the controls. And we've been a publicly traded company for about a year and a half now, and deal with all the fun issues of a large growing company and their associated accounting department. So
okay.
I'm really excited to be on board.
And did you tell me that you were successful in getting all four of your children to go hiking with you, although they did insist on bringing their cell phones?
They had the cell phone playing their Pokemon Go, and it was like pulling teeth, but so long as they had that as their crutch, we made it at the top. And I think by the time we got there, they had forgotten they brought their phones. They were enveloped in the vistas and the nice mountain air. So it worked out just fine.
That's great. That is great. Okay. So I was interested when Tiffany, you know, had suggested that you might be willing to talk about this topic, because we just completed a survey at AP Now. We do a lot of these, and we were trying to, you know, get a handle on what's coming in the next few years. And we asked people, you know, about what were their biggest concerns or their biggest problems. And the people that we survey, by the way, are a lot of people like you, controllers, accountants, but a lot of AP managers and some staff. And we were surprised, I was surprised, or maybe I wasn't, anyway, that 36% said that their staff had a fear of new technology and new processes, and that was kind of impeding or it made it more difficult to enable change in their organization. Are you surprised at this statistic?
No, it doesn't shock me in any way, especially just kind of what we went through here at Purple in regards to, you know, bringing on new technology. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay. All right. I was hoping it was going to be a lot lower, but, you know, hope doesn't get you anywhere. So you alluded to the fact that, you know, you went through this at Purple. Could you perhaps give us a little bit of background, tell us what the situation was, and, you know, kind of set the stage, I like to say.
Certainly. So we, you know, probably about a year ago, we were in the position of having one AP manager and two AP clerks. And we seemed to have just a very large perpetual backlog that was making our weekly pay runs very stressful and quite difficult. And so at this point, one of our AP clerks left. And so we had the decision of, okay, we've got this large backlog. We have one of our AP clerks leaving. What do we do now? Do we want to bring on a new an additional resource, or do we want to look at options as far as technology? I like to look at all the options out there in regards to what's out there from an accounting perspective with different tools and services. And so I was fully aware that there were AP automation tools out there. And so, you know, we had budget to either bring on a new person or a different tool. And I was, of course, looking at saving some costs perhaps. So we pursued the option of looking at some AP automation tools. And so we engaged a Stamply competitor and started kind of that whole process and ended up pushing some buttons, and we're getting to the implementation stage. And this was me taking a lot of the headway and just kind of directing this at this point. And we got to the point where it was time for the team to start the implementation process and kind of get the integration with our systems and getting the new workflow set up. And what did I find was I wasn't getting any help from the existing AP manager and the remaining clerk. Seemed to be languished on our monthly or our weekly kind of update calls with the vendor and with our team to see how are things going? Have we done these steps? Have we tested these different items? Have we started to get stuff in the system? And nothing. Like, they would, you know, run away from meetings. They would not get things done on time. And it was a And I kind of empowered them and kind of just pushed it off to them and to my accounting manager to run with themselves. But I began to start, you know, after a month or two of things missing deadlines and really nothing going anywhere, perhaps the bad project manager in me started just to get a lot more involved and really try to understand. And I, you know, became to hear rumors bubbling up of, you know, perhaps there was fear that this new tool would be taking the job of this individual, the remaining clerk, and perhaps the manager. There was not only those rumors, but I would hear, you know, those type of fears come up more in the sense that, hey, I'm not going to do this because it may take my job. And so clearly a fear of this technology because of these tools that, you know, are intended to take away, you know, 80% of the job, whereas 20% of is still going to be done. And that was the intention of me looking into this. And so after about 2 months of this just languishing and just this fear, taking this technophobia, as you say, we scrapped it. It wasn't going to work. And we, you know, essentially just brought on a few temps to help continue to, you know, deal with this backlog, but really just buy us some time, essentially. So that's kind of where the initial technophobia arised. And we, I finally just kind of threw my hands up and said, all right, let's take a step back and decide what we want to do.
Okay. All right. Were you surprised at that, or are you like me, you know, you think, oh, everybody will love this, and then everybody didn't love it?
Yeah, there was the initial shock that, hey, you know, as a savvy controller, I'd like to fancy myself. I'm always bringing on new tools and new to integrate, and I'd never had any pushback before. This was really the first.
So, once you got past the shock and you brought the temps in, how did you go forward? What did you do?
So, you know, I still believed in the technology. I really was strong on not wanting to bring on an additional resource, you know, full time, and really just wanted the option of bringing on an AP automation tool. And so, I started, you know, some of the issue with the old technology with this other tool was just that the interface was not very friendly, at least to the AP team that we had. It was, it scared them away. It wasn't, you know, very workable. And so I thought, all right, well, if I could find something that's more user-friendly, better interface, perhaps I can, you know, get them to change their mind a little bit. And so I happened upon Stamply and saw that they had a free trial going on. And I thought, you know, hey, it doesn't hurt to, to give it a shot. And in this case, as opposed to the last case, I decided, you know what, I'm going to test this all out myself. I'm going to make sure it works. And then I'm going to do my best sell job to the AP team to basically convince them, hey, this is the route to go, as opposed to leaving it up to, you know, others, whether
right.
the vendor or whatnot, to kind of sell the tool on them. So I took it all in my hands and kind of tested it in the sandbox and worked with the great Stamply team. It was very helpful in getting me up to date on the system, and got it to a point where I was able to walk through a few different types of transactions and felt comfortable enough to present it to my team as an option. So, you know, had one or two meetings where I was keen to bring in their favorite lunch, and we sat down and did a complete walkthrough really of the system and really just asked for their feedback. It wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, shove this down your
right.
throat. This is more like, hey, this is a tool. We could either bring on a new account, a new AP clerk, or we could use this tool. What do you guys think? What did you like? And to be honest, they were blown away with the interface, with the flow, with how we'll interact with the rest of the organization here in regards to, you know, getting approvals
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. So I was able to get done in this 1 hour what it took, you know, what we wasted two months trying to get done. I was able to get their buy-in. And it was really just from me understanding the system, walking them through, and just showing them the capabilities and functionality of Stamply. So it ended up being a plus.
So it sounds to me like they felt that they were part of the decision instead of somebody was just shoving something, saying, you know, do this.
100%. That was definitely something that I wanted to make sure was a part of this, that it was an option.
Okay. That's great. I probably wouldn't have thought to do that, to be honest. So I applaud you. So how did Stamply help?
So Stamply, you know, they're small enough to listen, but they're large enough to deliver, in the sense that their tool is amazing, and the customer support and getting us set up and up and running on that implementation once we're turning on production was just amazing. And so walking us through and holding each of the clerks' hands through the whole process was just invaluable. Once up and running, you know, the it took us, I think, from start to finish, by the time we were fully comfortable and rolling forward with it, it was, you know, probably 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
And it was something that the AP team just loves from the perspective of just the interface with the AI tool. The technology really that they were kind of afraid of is now something that is one of their best friends.
Okay.
And creating those suggestions that in regards to the coding that they may deal with, you know, because the bills will come into the queue and they've got an overwhelming amount, but this bill of the bot will help them with, you know, like I said, 80% of that stuff, so they can focus their other 20% on the vendor relationships, on those exceptions, those
right.
things that require, those things that technology could never take away. And so they love it. The rest of the organization loves it, which is great because, you know, to be honest, with the large backlog that we had been building up in
yeah.
AP, we were losing some goodwill and credibility with the rest of the organization. You know, people
yes.
always reaching out, contacting AP, when is this going to get paid?
Yeah.
Why isn't this been, you know, such and such?
No.
So,
That's yeah, it's kind of a hidden benefit because
oh.
and then AP gets a bad reputation and it just spirals down.
Yeah, and it's toxic and not really good for anyone. So from introducing this new way to, you know, create this ease of approval, everybody's just on board. So it's been great from that sense. And, you know, to be honest, Mary, I think the backlog, we've reduced that to nothing. We've essentially improved our days to process a bill by, I'd say, 4 to 5 days. And
oh.
so there's significant, you know, tangible results that we can see that this tool has brought for us. And so I couldn't be happier with how Stamply has helped us.
Does Purple get many early payment discounts?
No, we don't.
No,
we
luck.
Get a few, but it's they're more the exception than the rule.
Okay.
But those have been helped by this, so yes.
Okay, so you're able to actually earn them, okay, and not aggravate the living daylights out of the vendors, okay.
Yes, I mean we got to turn our AP into a moneymaker, so
yeah.
there you go.
Was there much integration with IT? Did you need to get IT involved?
You know, on my side when I was testing it, really no. I mean, because I had already had the ability to play around in our sandbox. And so that mm-hmm. wasn't really anything that we had to work with. But once turning on in production, you know, as a publicly traded company and we have to yes. answer to SOX and all that stuff, for sure, we had to, you know, our folks in IT had to kind of help us turn those keys and get not. And it certainly helped with everyone's liking of this new system that we were able to get turned on. That goodwill helped us with IT, and they were right. excited really to jump on board and really get this going, as opposed to sitting at the bottom of one of their queues of tickets to
right.
tickets to address. That certainly helped as well.
Yeah. Okay. So where would you say Purple is today in accounts payable with Technophobia?
You know, I can't speak for the rest of the team. I mean, I'm not ready to put one of Elon Musk's brain chips into my head. But aside from that, I think everybody has grown a lot and learned a lot from this and is much more open to really, you know, whether it's Stamply or any other tool that we look at, it's not something to be afraid of. It's really more, it's more trying to find out how we can utilize the tools that are out there to help us do our job better. It's not, you know, it was never my intention to get rid of the one resource that we had. It was more just to empower them to do the job, more of the job that they do better, as opposed to such of the manual stuff. So
right.
I'd say we're definitely making strides. I can't point to any new specific services or tools that we've brought on mm-hmm. that could point to that, but just the overall feel and people's apprehensions for this has definitely waned.
Okay, so probably the next time you won't be such an uphill battle, hopefully.
Yeah, and it's something that I'll look forward to.
Okay, because I see Excel's coming out with some new things. All right, so looking towards, you know, some of our folks who are listening to this, what advice would you give to some of your peers who were facing down the barrel, if you will, of the same issues you faced?
Gotcha. I think probably the first thing would be is to just be flexible, really. I mean, you're dealing with lots of different individuals on your teams that have different learning styles or different managerial styles. And so being flexible and learning to adapt to that has been very invaluable to me. I mean, that was something that I focused on when I was deciding on how to present this to my team, you know, trying to be understanding and patient of the fact that these folks may see this as a threat. But learning to be flexible in how something is presented to them, it was very helpful in getting me to get their buy-off ultimately. So I definitely be flexible. And then I think lastly, and we talked about this a little bit, is really just empower your team. You know, some folks on your team don't want to be empowered. They just want to keep their head down.
Mm-hmm.
They want to listen to instructions. They don't want to do anything more than that. And that's just fine. That's more gets to the flexibility part. But really giving them the keys and empowering them to do their job, I think, you know, it engenders a lot of trust and helps them succeed more than they would if they didn't have that opportunity. And for me, that's something, as, you know, a controller for the past couple of years, I try not to control as much as I can. I try to take it back and try to give them as many opportunities as they can, you know, making sure, you know, not just giving them all the keys, but really walking them through and saying, you know, empowering them and showing them each of the steps. That for me has just been invaluable in building, you know, what I'd like to call a world-class accounting team here that we have at Purple. So be flexible and empower. Those would be my two points of advice.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Well, I've been making notes as we've been talking. I think you had a lot of good things to say. So I want to thank you for coming and joining us. It occurred to me, although your kids may not find this as amusing as I do, but maybe the next time you take them out on a hike and they insist on bringing their cell phones, they can listen to you. You know, they download the podcast and listen to Dad. They probably won't think that's a great suggestion, I'm guessing.
I don't know if I'm going to assume my kids for the accounting or not. They think I'm kind of weird, but
yeah.
I think I'm pretty cool. So let's see what happens.
See what happens. All righty. Well, I thank you for sharing this. I hope you'll come back and join us in a future episode of the AP Now podcast. And I'd also like to thank Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation, for their sponsorship. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever. and you might share it with your staff as well. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. It contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now webinars, article postings, and, of course, alerting you to new podcast episodes like this. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. And we hope to see you on another AP Now podcast.